Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, December 5th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows the state's Government Accountability Board is not enforcing a state law that requires candidates to disclose the occupation and employer of campaign contributors who give a candidate more than $100 in a calendar year. Here with us to talk about this problem is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, first, why is this law important? Why should listeners care that this isn't being properly enforced?
Well, this law is the heart and soul of campaign finance disclosure. It's the law that allows the public to see the financial interests of big campaign donors. And so if the law is not enforced and candidate committees are not held accountable for disclosing this information, then the public is left in the dark about the kinds of people who are trying to influence politicians and what their financial interests are and what their motivations might be for making large campaign contributions.
Talk about the complaints that have been filed with the Government Accountability Board involving candidates who don't disclose this information.
Well, we filed three complaints back in June. We filed complaints against two Republican senators and a Democratic senator who were all facing recall. And what we found were substantial numbers of contributions from big donors with missing information, with just no occupation or employment information. And so we filed those complaints. And also an advocacy group called One Wisconsin Now had filed a very similar complaint against Governor Scott Walker back in September of last year. They alleged missing information in hundreds of cases, hundreds of different contributions where there was not the required employment information. And so we've certainly identified a problem over the years. In fact, we've been at this aggressively since 2001, pointing out candidate reports that don't follow the law, that don't have the required information. And so those are effectively incomplete reports. And state law says that a candidate shall file a complete report. Well, when critical campaign finance information that shows the financial interest of donors is missing, that's not a complete report. We've pointed that problem out for years, and as recently as this summer, filed complaints trying to prompt enforcement action, and we're not seeing that enforcement action from the Government Accountability Board, and that was borne out. We got evidence of that in response to our recent open records request. We asked the board to give us evidence of enforcement action, any action taken against any of the campaign finance violators, and we got nothing back from the board. The board said that there were no records to provide, nothing to report. So what that showed us was that no candidates have been fined for failure to disclose this required information. What we also know is that candidates aren't being required to amend their incomplete reports to supply that missing information, and they're not being required to return donations that have been improperly reported.
Some might argue the board has a lot on its plate right now with a round of recall elections earlier this year and possibly more recall elections next year, as well as the new voter ID law and other matters, and that this occupation employer requirement is simply a low priority. What do you say to that?
Well, the Government Accountability Board always has a lot on its plate. It has substantial areas of responsibility, but it really is offensive that the board is enforcing a new law, making it harder to vote, but is not enforcing a long-standing law that upholds the public's right to know the financial interests of those trying to influence public officials with big campaign contributions. And so, what we've got here is really a case of seriously misplaced priorities. Instead of enforcing a law making it harder to vote, why don't they start by at least enforcing long-standing laws that gives citizens critical information about the financial interests of campaign donors instead of leaving the public in the dark.
Any thoughts on what the board should do with candidates who violate this law?
Well, state law says that candidates are required to file complete campaign finance reports, and included in the required information is the occupation and employer of contributors who give more than $100. And the law also says that those candidates have to make a good faith effort to follow the law and to comply with this requirement. Well, you know, how good has their faith been, and how much effort have those candidates put forward when we see reports that are over 2 years old still with missing information? We looked at a campaign finance report that Governor Walker filed that covered a period covering the first half of 2009. So it's over 2 years old, and yet we saw repeated instances of campaign donations that still don't have the required information. He's filed a number of amended reports since filing that report for the first half of 2009, and none of those amendments have cleaned up this problem entirely. Well, how much good faith is involved when one of the donors with missing information is Mary Kohler? Now, Terry and Mary Kohler from the Sheboygan area are long-time Republican donors. They are very, very well-known business people, and it's hard to imagine that Scott Walker doesn't know their occupation and doesn't know the company that they run. That's ridiculous. And you see a guy like Keith Burns from Ernst & Young, a major accounting firm. Guy from Milwaukee gives $2,000. Mary Kohler gave $3,000. There's still missing information there. And then, you know, James Tesmer, an Econimowoc auto dealer, is another one. $2,500. No employment and occupation information. You know, if nothing else, Scott Walker could simply look at the reports filed by other candidates and find that information, or could even go on our database and find the information because we look them up. And so, you know, how good is their faith, and how much effort are they putting forward? I mean, don't they have Google? Can't they just go online and look some of these people up? That's what we do. So it's ridiculous to think that the board really believes that these candidates are showing good faith in complying with the law. So the board could fine them, could require them to amend the reports and provide the missing information, could even require them to return the donations. If these are unlawful contributions because they have been improperly reported, the board could require them to be returned. The board has taken none of those steps. So the only conclusion that we can draw is that the Government Accountability Board is not enforcing what is a very, very key disclosure law.
Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more information about this problem, please check out the December 5th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.